Blog Talk Radio.
That wandering towards a lamp, licky licky moon.
Yes. Apologies, brothers and sisters. Some technical difficulty right there. We're here on the air. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 23, still in the Ikeb Torah portion. Let's hear a little more of Ijah, man. Here, tune called Jesus Selassie I, Rastafari.
When they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Psalm 81. מזמור פא למנצח על הגיתית לאסף, 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 לאסף.
Sing aloud unto God our strength, our strength.
עוזנו, 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 עוזנו. הרנינו לאלוהים עוזנו, 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 עוזנו.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob, God of Jacob, God of Jacob.
לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב. הריעו לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב, לאלוהי יעקב.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied, 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 have satisfied. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James, and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication, with the women, and Mary the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren.
Bukoya Hamishi. It is the fifth day of the week, and we do have a Tehillim that is recited in the fifth day of the week, found in chapter 81, and again it will be recited also in Hebrew. Let's begin. Ramnazeha Al Hagetit La Asaf Haninu Lelohim Uze Haru Lelohe Yaakov Su Zemra Utnetov Kino Naim Elnavel Tiku Vahoresh Shofa Bakese Leyom Hage Ki Ho La Yisrael Hu Mishpot L'Elohe Yaakov Edut Bihosef Sam Bezit Alweet Mizraim Sofat Lo Yadati Eshma Hasiroti Misavel Shikim Kape Midut Tavona Batzara, Karata, Vahalze, Im, Basita, Raam, Echan, Alme, Mriva, Sela. Shema, Ame, Veeda, Ba, Yisrael, Im, Tishmale, Lo Yiye, V, El, Za, Vilo, Tishtachave Lil Niha Anoke Yahava Elohe Hamaal Me'ewet Mizraim Hahefpe Va'amale Veloshama Ame Lakole Vizreel Lo Avale Va Ashahe Bishwerut Leba Yaku Bimboazote Lu Ame Shomea Li Israel Birwake Yahaleko Kimat Oeve Aknea Val Zore Ashiv Yadi Mazane Yahava Yakahashulo Vihe Ita Lolam Vaya Akile Mehalev Heta Umizur Devash Asbeye
מזמור פ"א למנצח על הגיתית לאסף, 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 לאסף.
Sing aloud unto God our strength, our strength.
עוזנו, 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 עוזנו. הרנינו לאלוהים עוזנו, 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 עוזנו.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me, there shall no strange God be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange God. I am the Lord thy God which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. Their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat. With honey out of the rock should I have satisfied, 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 I have satisfied.
מזמור פ"א למנצח על הגיתית לאסף. הרנינו לאלוהים עוזנו, הריעו לאלוהי יעקב. שאו זמרה ותנו תוף, כינור נעים עם נבל. תקעו בחודש שופר, בכסה ליום חגנו. כי חוק לישראל הוא, משפט לאלוהי יעקב. עדות בהוסף סמו, בצאתו על ארץ מצרים, שפת לא ידעתי אשמע. הסירותי מצבל שכמו, כפיו מדוד תעבורנה. בצרה קראת ואכל לצקע, אענך בסדר רעם, אבחונך על מי מריבה סלע. שמע עמי ואעיד בך, ישראל אם תשמע לי, לא יהיה בך אל זר, ולא תשתחווה לאל נחר. אנוכי אדוני אלוהיך, המעלך מארץ מצרים, הרחב פיך ואמלאהו. ולא שמע עמי לקולי, וישראל לא אהבה לי, ואשלחהו בשרירות ליבם, ילכו במועצותיהם. לו עמי שומע לי, ישראל בדרכי יהלכו, כמעט אויביהם אכניע, ועל צריהם אשיב ידי. משנאי אדוני יכחשו לו, והיא איתם לעולם, ויאכילהו מחלב חיטה, ומצור דבש אסביעקס.
Christian tradition based on Acts 1:13, the upper room was said to be the site of the Last Supper, i.e. the cenacle. But it was not the upper room found in Mark 14:15 and Luke 22:12 is the site of the Last Supper. However, the upper room in Zion, Acts 1:13, located on Mount Zion in the city of David, was the usual place where the apostles of Adonai Baruch stayed in Jerusalem. And according to the Rastafari Encyclopedia, based upon Acts 2:42, as it is written, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. It was thus the first church of the Nazarene, our black master and savior, Jesus Christ, and said by many to be the first Christian church.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes.
From the upper room of Zion, what they be on? Distinguishing the light seekers from the peons. Rise, say it on us, lay upon us, knowledge that is eons. Old has it been told since the days of old, and I sit and watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name, kept the Maui Halas Selassie, the first will reign. The opening of the book of the seven seals. Time for the gathering, it's the matter, and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we on that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating, stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room, we meeting in the upper room of Zion.
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room.
The condition of poverty and slavery, this whole jacked-up mentality. Blind eyes can't see, no, blind eyes don't see. We find it in a Genesis, make me track back and try to understand it. A man named Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, him did have 12 sons with enough children, 70 souls was all of them. Gone down in Egypt, they multiply. Word of the Most High, would I never lie. After much time, remember them. Moses done this, so he deliver them. There was only one problem, only one problem. Israel of them idolatry, them captivity, them poverty and idolatry. Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? The family is my ass. Cause we really want to understand why. Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? Go up on your knees and ask the Most High if you really want to understand why. When them walk out, them was ungrateful. When them walk out, them was unfaithful. Made a covenant, them never really keep it. Said the words, but them never really mean it. Mount Sinai was not a secret. 10 words, glory, we did see it. What's wrong with Israel? What's wrong with Israel? Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? The family needs to ask the Most High, cause we really want to understand why.
man a hater. Them coulda never touch the anointed. Them coulda never touch the one who the Most High appointed. How we fall from grace, we turn to this. No attempt to turn back and win the race. Why do the people perish? Do you understand it? The family side has the Most High, as we really want to understand why.
My advice to all, advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Dedication to all people who go to church when them small. Fuck me in a church, church of God, church of Christ, any church, y'all. Slung, badung, badung, dung. One city from slung, dung, 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 dung.
Hey!
One day, make it walk up, make it walk up, make it walk up, make it walk up, make it walk up. Now when the road is gone up, y'all.
Now when the road
know I go love it deep, but it's a star. They run it for my life. Hey! Now they run it for my life. Can anyone ask you what's the matter with you, my son? Tell them you've been baptized in a charge of blood and sanctified. Come to East, I don't hear the words of Jaja. Rise and stand up on your feet. Hallelujah. Take up the whole time. Really done. Yes, the Holy Ghost connection. It was down there in the valley long ago. Long, 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 long. Oh, me a tell you start. Me a go check out my Bible now. Me a go read that psalm. Yeah. Me a show you say. Well, oh, me that Christian. Yeah. Hear me say. In the old Lord God, the Rastafari, do I put my trust? Let me never be ashamed. Bow down thy ears to me. Deliver me speedily. Thou art my strong refuge in time of trouble. Oh, no, no, no. Restoring to me. I love it because you give me the victory. Come and say many people doubt him, but I can do without.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rehob and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
World of calamity, dirty looks and judges and jealousy, and police where you abuse them authority. Be the clowns when I know about variety. Boom, the youngest veteran I go murder them slow. Rock them up and send to call me from the bush bungalow. When I watch it make a clear road, my voice now figure out. Emerge from the darkness with me big blood to grow. Me hammer them a slam and spectate and get low. Some boy could have big like bam bam nigga low. Bust off trigger finger, trigger end and trigger low. A two gun me have me bust them in a stereo. Cause I got to keep on walking on the road to Zion.
Savages fought, pastors taught, prophets who stomp in high heel boots and badges screaming. but young black children stop or I will shoot. I look back and cook crack, plus cars that pass by, Jaguars, mad fly, and I'm guilty for materialism. Blacks are still up in the prison, trust that. So save me your sorries, I'm raising an army. Revolutionary warfare with Damian Marley. We sparking the irons, marching the Zion. You know how Nas be, NYC, state of mind, I'm
in. In this world of calamity, dirty looks and grudges and jealousy, and police way abuse their majority. Media clowns when I know about variety. Single parents that need some charity. Youth that need some love and prosperity. Instead of broken dreams and tragedy, by any plan and any means and strategy. Say, I got to keep on walking on the road to Zion, man. Hey, I got to keep this burning. Dirty looks and grudges and jealousy, and police way abuse their majority. Media clowns when I know about variety. Single parents that need some charity. Youths that need some love and prosperity. Instead of broken dreams and tragedy, by any plan and any means and strategy. Instead of broken dreams and tragedy, youths that need some love and prosperity. Instead of broken dreams and tragedy, by any plan and any means and any strategy. Hey, say. You got to keep on walking on the road to Zion, man.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
Put up!
Yeah! That's the far out. And I saw an angel ascending from the east. I've been a seal, I've been a seal, I've been living king, I've been living king, I've been living king, I've been living king, I've been living king. And he cried out with a loud voice, saying, oh, oh.
No shield, no sword. The unbeaten path got my soul so sore. Allured by the lust, something money can't cure. The devil want me as is, but God, he want more. Eyes closed, eyes open, great another day. Here we go. Like a nigga woke up late in the Truman Show. Living life without a care. Mean poker face, but I'm forced to play solitaire till I get up out of here. Move like a wanted man with a bounty on his head. Work alone, sleep alone, eat alone. Daily bread counted till my fingers red. How you gonna judge a man walking in the shoes of a man with a broken leg? Flame on the trail headed for the powder keg. Last place in the race, I ain't never led. Like I ain't never bled. Time to get up out of bed. Serving in the army of one, it's on again.
Walk alone, I walk alone, you never walk alone. Always been on my own. Ever since the day I was born. So I don't mind walking alone. Walk alone, I walk alone, you never walk alone. Always been on my own, ever since the day I was born, so I don't mind walking alone.
I'm in the chest match, I'm in the death trap, I'm trying to find out where the eggs in the nest at. I'm one blood when the sky turns jet black, no love in the world can correct that. I'm in the slow lane, I'm on my Cobain, I'm in the new spot trying to run the old game. I got a new chick, put out my old flame, no peace, no sleep, no love for a young beast. You can put me in a cage. You can put me in the jungle where the lion gets blazed. It ain't no hell like the hell I raised. I die in the bed I made, for I lay what I love, I loathe. I'm a snake in the garden of bones. I'm a loner in a world of clones. I'm the piece that don't belong. See, I'm wrong where the reaper wrong. Till they put my name on the stone.
Walk alone, I walk alone, you know I walk alone. Always been on my own. Ever since the day I was born, so I don't mind walking alone. Walk alone, I walk alone, you know I walk all alone. Always been on my own. Ever since the day I was born, so I don't mind walking alone.
The longest walk I'll probably ever be on. The road to perdition, guess I'm finna get my plea on. I pray these wings strong enough to carry me on. I promise every second felt as if it took an eon. Walking like the Lost Boys, the Sierra Leone. The Trail of Tears, what they got me like a Cherokee on. Between the ears, something I require therapy on. But working to the bone like my name, Robert Dion. I go above and beyond, the duty call truly on. Even though they kinda blew me off like a booty call. Ask me if I'm just another moolie or a movie star. Forced to face the music like a graduate of Juilliard. Walk alone, talk alone, get my Charlie Parker on. Make my mark alone, shed light upon a dark alone. Get my spark alone, it's a mission I'm embarking on. A kamikaze in the danger zone, far from home.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
It's crazy. When you feed people the truth, you don't know how they're going to react. You're scared of wrongdoers, people that's just ignorant. You're scared of the truth.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Yes, yes, yes. The King Messiah. The Black Messiah.
The Black Messiah.
Christ in his kingly character. Yes, yes, yes. The King Messiah. The Black Messiah. Christ in his kingly character. All descriptions of he who be who he be. His advice to us, to I and I, especially to the called, chosen, and faithful Rastafari, and the Israelites at home and abroad, the Israelites of Ethiopia, and to all people, especially to the youth. See, the question was this right here, and we have this in the Gohem. If you don't have a copy of the Gospel of H.I.M. Haile Selassie, first book one, look in the description. We'll put a link in the description of this vlog, this vid, for a copy, to get a copy of it, because this is important, very important, as we're speaking about the Ten Commandments here. We're in the fifth book of Moshe in the Royal Amharic, in the Authorized, Revised Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals of the Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Elect of God, yes, I, the Root of David, Karmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie. In this fifth book here, known as the Orit Ze Dagen, in the Royal Amharic, the Orit. Orit is the Ethiopic way of referring to the Israelites of Ethiopia. Let's emphasize that right there. Not just speaking just about just the Ethiopians, but the Israelites and the covenant-keeping Ethiopians. We know there is a judgment for all, whether they are called Yisrael or whether they are not. But especially to that nation, He says that the kingdom will be taken from you, speaking to the B'nai Yisrael, to the Israelites, or this is in Matthew's gospel, and given to a nation bearing the fruits thereof. I know to some Israelites that they don't like the sound of that, but it's just the truth. The truth is maybe offensive, but it is not a sin. It's not uckery. It's just the reality. So yes, the kingdom was taken from the B'nai Yisrael. Need we go here? I think we need to go here first and foremost, because this is important in this particular quote right here that we would like to zoom in and to emphasize and to elaborate as we build on what are the Ten Commandments, what's called the Ten Commandments, and why are the Ten Commandments a pseudonym, a pseudo, a false, or false, you know, name, nomos, neem, according to the etymology of that word, pseudonym, pseudonymously called, falsely so-called. Actually, the other 10 words in the previous vlog and vid here in the little series, a little series on this important subject matter to just get to the roots. This is the real roots of Rastafari, speaking about the called, the chosen, and the faithful according to the teaching of his imperial majesty. Give us the teaching of his majesty. We don't want no devil's philosophy. Don't be telling us about 42 negative confessions like we're foolish, like we're fools or something, thinking that, well, commandments came from a confession. We know the difference between commandments and confessions. Now, if you say, well, they sound similar. Well, if I see on a wall painting somebody wearing sandals and the ancient Mitzrayim, B'nai Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, the Kemetiyu, the Kemetics were the first to engrave, you know, we have an old engravement of sandals there. Are we to assume that no one else in the world had sandals? You know, what a scandal. But first thing and foremost, here, when we're speaking about nation, when we're speaking about the Israelites, we're speaking about the Israelites of Ethiopia, the Israelites of Ethiopia. And the Kibbutz Neges has a witness, a very reliable witness, and there are other witnesses. There's 3,000 plus years of history, historical documentation, others, other nations also who have testified to those Israelites of Ethiopia. And it was those Israelites of Ethiopia that maintained the Solomonic dynasty, the Davidic throne in Ethiopia, as well as the Ark of the Covenant. 1,000 from each of the 12 tribes of Israel. And we also have testimony of this as well in the Bible. It's very, very clear, though some ain't right Israelites want to deny that, but it's nothing new because there's a difference between the 10 northern tribes who did not recognize and rebelled against the house of David and against the throne of David. This is why the last of the Jedi, so to speak, the Judahites, was the black Jews or the Yehudi, the Jews of the southern kingdom, right? And then the connection with Ethiopia and what we know as the geographical location called Ethiopia is within the promised lands, according to Bereshit. That's the first book of the Bible called Genesis chapter 15. In Genesis chapter 15, it speaks, I think it's verse 18, from the river Euphrates to the river of Egypt. And if you study the maps, you'll see that the river of Egypt, called the river of Egypt in the upper part, but in the lower part in inner Ethiopia, inner Africa, inner Tobia, the Ethiopia, right, inner Africa is connected with the Gion River. And what's interesting is that even right now with the Gerd, the Grand Ethiopian, the Renaissance Dam, there is wars and rumors of war because of this Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam that Ethiopia and the other African nations, other black, we say black African nations, have finally decided to build and have built and are filling right now. There is potential war and rumor of war with Egypt, with this latter-day Egypt, right? And this is also interesting because we have in the Word, in the Scripture, there's prophecy concerning Egypt and Pharaoh, even these latter-day pharaohs, so to speak, who would oppose and fight against Jah's people, his covenant-keeping people. But in order for Jah, Jehovah, Hashem, the Most High, to be on our side, we need to be on his side, right? And this means within the covenant and covenant-keeping. His Imperial Majesty was asked this right here by Dr. Hoffman, and this is a quote here from the Gohim. We call it the Gohim or the Gospel of His Imperial Majesty as an acronym, Gohim, you know, the G-H-I-M, the G-Him, Gohim, right? The Gospel of His Imperial Majesty, Book 1. And to get a copy of it, look in the description. Description, we'll have it in the description. Here on page 153, we have a transcription, of the Lutheran Hour, the 1968, quote, Christmas Day, end quote, interview of Garmawi Haile Selassie, His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie I, as interviewed by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, This interview was said to have taken place on December 25th, 1968. And here, on page 153, Dr. Hoffman, he asked, as a mature Christian, have you a special word for young people of these days? Now, some people try to argue on Christian, and, you know, we know that the followers of the Messiah, Yeshua HaNotri, were called Nazarenes. And later in Antioquia, in Antioch, which is actually connected with Constantinople and the place they call Turkey, the ancient land of the Hittites, right, or Asia, right, some say Asia Minor, so to speak, we know that it's from there that they were called Christianoi, right? But we're speaking chiefly about the faithful Nazarenes. So as a mature, key word here is mature. Have you a special word. Every time I hear the word. Have you a special dabar, a special kal, a special dabar, a special word for young people of these days? Garmawi, His Imperial Majesty, Garmawi, Haile Selassie, Haile Selassie I, he says this, on this occasion, I address all those within our empire. Our Christianity, our way of being Christiano of Nazarene, is not restricted to a given church, and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Again, my advice to all, because he was asked about a special word for young people, His Imperial Majesty answered, my advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. The Black Messiah, the King Messiah, Christ in his kingly character upon the throne of great King David, his reply, my advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Now note that this is based on the translator translating, he spoke within the royal Amharic, the son of Nagus and the guest. But he goes on to say, according to this translation, you are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, which we know is the Ten Words, the Ten Commandments, and can elaborate on it. If the nation for which I am the emperor, little note here, the word emperor in the Amharic, in the royal Amharic, in that pure language that we turn to speak from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, is Nagus Neges, Melech HaMelechim, right, the King of Kings, King of Kings, I am the King of Kings. So if the nation for which I am the King of Kings follows and accepts this sense, it's also what I accept and follow. I would believe, I would admit as truth, our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian. Now, because of the whitewash and because of counterfeit Christianity, Christian and Christ and Christian gets a bad name. And one thing we have to recognize as Israelites and as Israelites of Ethiopia, this is what we of the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews represent, the Israelites of Ethiopia over the past 3,000 plus years, and the history, the witness, the testimony, the faith, and the covenant keeping. Now, this is very interesting because in 1968, his response was, my advice to all is to fulfill the Esaret HaDebarim, the Asertuna Kalat, the Ten Words, the Ten Commandments. Now, what about this nation? So as we did with the Ten Words, here we're going to use this interlineal software. It's known as My Sword. Ye Ethiopians also. So we're going to look up right here, nation and fruits. Nation and fruits. There's three references right here. There's three references right here, right? Let's just go to the three references that we have for nation and fruits. And the reason being is because of His Imperial Majesty's answer to Dr. Hoffman, when he says, on this occasion, I address all those within our empire. Note the word empire, right? Empire means there's a lot of nations. There's many nations, right? Even many kings and kingdoms underneath or within that empire. He says, all those within our empire. Our Christianity, Christina, our way of the Nazarene, is not restricted to a given church, and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and can elaborate on it. Stay tuned for more of the elaboration on the Ten Commandments and the Ten Words. But here's the key that we zoom in on, the final portion of his statement to his answer to Oswald Hoffman as a mature Christian, a mature Nazarene. Have you a special word for young people of these days? He says that Garmawi Nagus Neges, His Imperial Majesty, says the King Messiah, the Black Messiah, Christ in his kingly character, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, Kedemah, Wehat Selassie, says, if the nation for which I am the emperor, Negus Neges, Melech HaMelakim, the king of kings, follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian. Now, that's a key, that's a very key point, because we see that Ethiopia today, the latter day, since the godless and creeping coup, since the great transgression against the King of Kings circa 1974-75, the apostasy, the falling away, we see that Ethiopia today basically is historically Christian, but not as actively Christian as it was in the 3,000 plus years preceding. But concerning the nation, because he says right here, if the nation, for which I am the emperor, the Negusa Neges, the Negus of the Neges, the king of kings, the Melech HaMelakim, the king of kings, follows and accepts this. Follows and accepts what? Follows and accepts the Asartun Kalat in the Royal Amharic, Asartun Kalat, 10 words, Esaret HaDebarim, the 10 words. This is what the, quote, Ten Commandments are called. But we find that both in the Masoretic and the Better Hebrew manuscripts, we have the 10 words, Esaret HaDebarim. We have in the Royal Amharic, in the Authorized, Revised Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, Revelation 5:5, of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, who has prevailed to open the book. We have in his book, it matches, Asartun Kalat, 10 words, 10 words. So what about the nation? If the nation. So how do we get this connection with Ethiopia, what is called Ethiopia, also referred to sometimes as Abyssinia, Abyssa, sometimes referred to as Habasha, Al-Habasha, as the Arabia, you know, the Arabs would refer to it, or those who claim to be latter-day Arabs would refer to it. Or we also have Cush in a biblical, a Hebrew Bible sense. First quote is Amos 6:1. Woe to them that are at ease in Zion. Uh-oh, Zion. Now, refer to Ethiopia as being the gates of Zion, some silly, ignorant, or intentionally deceptive Israelites, they say, oh, Ethiopia is not Zion, it's not the gates of Zion, because they just don't know. They're looking at a land, you know, what is called a land, a place on land, but they're not recognizing the fuller point of reference of Zion. Zion, what was Zion? What and where was Zion? Zion, or Zion, was the castle that Dawid took back from the Yebusawi, the Jebusites. And that became the seat of the Davidic, we can say the Davidic kingdom, the house of David. So wherever the people and the Ark of the Covenant is, that is David's seat of government. That is the divine seat of government. See, this is what they either don't know or they are willingly ignorant of, as the New Testament speaks about those Israelites that have a zeal, but not according to knowledge. We are the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrew, the Ethiopians, right? The Ethiopians who have accepted that Israelite covenant within the highlands of Ethiopia, in the fulfillment of that word, we have in Psalm 87, verse 4, with Ethiopia, this man was born there. Princes shall come out of Egypt, Ethiopia shall stretch forth her hands to God. We have that as well in Psalm 68:31. And see, these are verses and prophecies in the scripture that have their fulfillment and are also still within the fulfilling. But it says, woe to them that are at ease in Zion. See, so you have to define what and where is Zion, what and where is Zion. Zion is the seat of the Davidic government, the Davidic kingdom, the throne of David, along with the connection as almost like the wedding ring, so to speak, would be like the Ark of the Covenant. And we already have affirmative evidence, you know, for thousands of years. Right, that proves it. I mean, even there's a quote that one of the Haberim brother who wrote Rastafari over Illuminati and Ethiopia, the new Israel, brother Ras John Farai. That particular book there, he has sent a post on, I think it's the IG. We'll probably try to do a video on that as well, where some of the latter-day European Jews, the latter-day Jews, Oshkosh, Ashkenazi Jews, where they were appealing to His Majesty, saying that it's time now to, you know, return like the Ark to Israel during the days of the visible reign. And he said that you are correct in principle, but the time is not yet. So that this is also another proof concerning the Ark's presence in that biblical country called Ethiopia. And the Ark also is referred to as Zion, as Zion. So we're talking about the Ark, Zion, the house of David, the real Beit David, house of David, the Davidic government, the Davidic seat, because David will never lack a man to sit on his throne until all those things are fulfilled. This is why we say, Kadamawi Hada Selassie, Hada Selassie the first, the last king of kings upon the throne of David, because we are in a very prophetic, fulfillment time, even right here in 2020, the year after 400 years. But Amos 6 and 1 says, woe to them that are at ease in Sion and Zion, and trust in the mountain of Samaria, which are named chief of the nations, to whom the Beit Yisrael, to whom the Beit Israel, the house of Israel came, to whom who? The Beit Israel. This is an interesting prophetic word right here. Even in its Rhema right now application concerning the Israelites of Ethiopia. All right. Let's go on right here. Here's the epicenter verse right here. Matthew 21:43. Now it's a red letter, and we know from our studies and, you know, Bible class, and this appears to be quite true, that the red letter areas in the scripture in the Bible are Rovenu, our rabbi, the rabbi of rabbis, Ha'adon, Yeshua, HaMoshiach speaking, the Bain Elohim Chayim, the son of the living power speaking. Here, Matthew 21:43, red letter. Therefore, say I to you, the kingdom of Elohim, the true good, the true God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, shall be taken from you and given to a nation. A what? A nation. A who? A nation. It will be given to a denomination of Christians. No, a nation. It would be given to some religion. A nation. Be given to a nation. Note the word here. It says the kingdom. The kingdom. The throne of David represents the kingdom. So thus, even this link and this connection right here, the throne of David, representing that kingdom, right? Representing that kingdom, the throne of David and the occupant upon the throne of David. Let's return to the verse here. So we have Matteo, right? Yeah, Matteo's Wengel. We have the gospel according to Matthew 21, verse 43. Therefore, I say to you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation, bringing forth the fruits thereof. So here we read this, but let's get us some comprehension, because many ones, others can read this, and some can say, oh, they got another interpretation. But let's see who has comprehension. See, reading comprehension is very important. Let's look at this verse in its fuller sense. So here we are in Matthew chapter 21. Let's get our hard copy right here. Gonna turn the hard copy, take a moment right here. Matthew chapter 21. So what's going on here? Who is he speaking to? Who is speaking and who is being spoken to? We got a little bit of an idea by reading the verse here, what is speaking about. This is contained in Matthew chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21 is sometimes seen as the king's public offer of himself as king. The king's public offer of himself as king. All right? We say more as the Lord. The Son is the Lord of Lords. The Father is the King of Kings. But let's go on. Here we have the parable of the householder demanding fruit from his vineyard. It begins in verse 33, right here. Let's scroll here to verse 33. So when we get to verse 33, we have the parable, the mashal. In the Hebrew, it's known as the mashal. The mashal, Royal Amharic, misale, mashal. The mashal, the parable of the householder, the one who is the holder, the owner of the house, the householder demanding fruit from his vineyard. May we read this right here? It says, here another parable. There was a certain householder who planted a vineyard and hedged it about and digged a wine press in it and built a tower and let it out to husbandmen and went into a far country. Verse 34. And when the time of the fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the husbandmen, that they might receive the fruits of it. Now, here's what's very interesting concerning this, because remember, this parable here is speaking about the kingdom. Verse 35. And the husbandmen took his servants and beat one, and killed another, and stoned another. Now, in the context here, Ha'adon, Yeshua, Jesus Christ here, Rovenu, our rabbi, the rabbi of rabbis, he's speaking of these other religious, Jewish, Judaic, the Pharisees, the scribes, the rest of it. It's like today we talk about like the Orthodox priests, the evangelical bishops, the pastors, you know, the leaders of religion. They're the husbandmen. Get a husband, because a husband man is basically one who's like a farmer, and they are working now for the householder. The householder is like the owner of the whole thing, the owner of the vineyard, the owner of the land. And so it says that he basically built this, he did this, the wine press, the tower, and then he lent it out, right? He put others in charge. He went into a far country. Is this similar to the ascension of HaMashiach, Yeshua, and leaving behind, right, leaving behind his servants, right, to serve the interest? We know that the vineyard, the wine press, these are also mashals, parables, right, of the world and of those in the world and the true seed, we say the true followers, the true believers, you know, the true, we say Israelites, right, as well as the true ones from other nations. The husbandmen are the ones, husbandmen are like the past, your pastors and preachers, the denominational leaders. And the husbandman took his servants. In the first application, it was what happened to the servants of Yeshua HaNotri, to Yeshua of Nazareth, to the Nazarenes, later to be called Christianoi. And the husbandman took his servants and beat one and killed another and stoned another. This reminds I now of what happened to the called chosen people, Rastafari, right, who are proclaiming the kingdom. Weep not, behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, root of David. And many of them, they beat, they killed, and they stoned. But let's go on to verse 36. Again, he sent other servants more than the first, and they did to them likewise. If we notice the history of what is called Christianity, commonly called in the Western Gentile sense, we see this happening. We see this happening. We see the persecution of true followers, of true Nazarenes, true followers of Christos, of Moshiach, of Christ, both among the Israelites, the Judahites, and we the black Jews, as well as amongst other peoples and other nations. But the epicenter here is speaking of his people, speaking of the Israelites. But last of all, he sent to them his son. Uh-oh. So we see the context here. The Bein Elohim Chaim, the son of the living God, Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth, is of course giving likeness to what is happening and what was to happen and what has happened to those who were true followers and believers of his son, Yeshua Beinu, saying, they will reverence my son. Now, reverence is an interesting word. We look in the Royal Amharic. We have tefarah. That word for reverence, which is likened to the Hebrew word tiferet. We have tiferet in the Hebrew, tiferet. But here, you see that last of all, he sent to them his son, saying that, well, maybe they didn't accept the servants. Now I'm going to send my son to them. Now, this is what happened to the prophets, with the Israelites. He sent prophets to them, and even with the Judahites, right, of the southern kingdom. He sent prophets to them. And because the prophets didn't prophesy the things they wanted to hear, like many of I and I, when we proclaim, weep not, behold, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, Haile Selassie I, this is not what many of the Christians want to hear. This is not what many of the ain't right Israelites want to hear. Right? And we see many of their hostile reactions to that proclamation. Verse 38 says, but when the husbandmen saw the son, the husbandmen are the ones who are supposed to be over the vineyard. You know, like in the sense of the Moshiach's first application of this, this is to the Pharisees, the scribes, the Sanhedrin, the so-called Yehudi and Jewish leaders. And we're talking about black and brown people, just to note that for the record. And when the husbandmen saw the son, they said among themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and let us seize on his inheritance. Now, how do we know that this is speaking of the once lost, now found, the black and brown sheep, or even 2,000 years ago? It's because of the psychological profile. Notice what we as black folks say, why black people always kill, we kill our own, those who want to do something good for us. We don't see this among other people. Yeah, occasionally they do this, but we do this by, it's like force of habit. Until ye are born again, it's like just embedded in that unregenerate nature. So we can see that these are black and brown people because the other so-called Jews, the latter-day Jews, the Ashkenazi and the European Jews, they don't do this to themselves. Note that, check. They don't do this to themselves. The converted Jews of latter-day times, they don't do this. So who does this? We, the black people, the Israelites, the Jews, the Judahites, ethnic Yisrael does this and still be doing. We does what we does what we does. And when the husbandmen saw, that's the religious leaders, the son, they said among themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him and let us seize on his inheritance. But we find that they did this, the Roman Catholics and Mussolini attempted to do this to the greater David, the greater son, with the fascist invasion of Ethiopia. The prophecy being fulfilled. But here we find that the direct reference to this is what happened to the Moshiach Yeshua. And they caught him and cast him out of the vineyard and slew him. Is this not what the Yehudi, the Jews, the ethnic Judahites, the black people called Jews did? And isn't this what they does too? Verse 40. When the Lord, therefore, of the vineyard cometh, what will he do to those husbandmen? When the Lord, therefore, the one who's the Lord of the vineyard, the husbandmen work for the Lord, the pastors and preachers, right? They work for who? The Lord, right? They said, the Lord said. But do they do what the Lord says? All right. But what will he do to these who have done to his what they did? They said, the disciples, the Talmudim, that's the Hebrew phrase, Talmudim. That's the word for disciples, Talmudim, the Hebrew word, Talmudim. All right, give us a teaching. Give us a Talmud of Yeshua, the teaching of Yeshua. Roveinu, our rabbi, the rabbi of rabbis. They say to him, notice what it says, they say to him, he will miserably destroy those wicked men. And this is what happened in 70 A.D., dry your eye. Recognize reality. This is what happened to our people in 70 A.D. with Titus and Vespasian destroying the temple, killing many of the Judahites, the Jews, sending many into captivity, some fleeing southward into Ethiopia with other Israelites, where the Israelites ruled upon the Davidic throne in the covenant, having the Ark of the Covenant. But to those wicked men, what will he do? He will miserably destroy those wicked men and will let out his vineyard to other husbandmen. So you hear some of the Israelites lament, oh, the white people and the Christianity and Christianity, the Christian. All they're doing is giving you a deflection like their forefathers did before. So the reason why we had Christianity or Christ, notice we have black pictures, icons, hundreds, even some thousands of years ago, of Yeshua, of Jesus Christ, of his mother, of the apostles, of the prophets. Even in countries where we know that the majority of the people there were not so-called, quote, African or black people, but were even European and white people. So these are the other husbandmen, right? As well as within black, we could say Africa and Ethiopia, to other husbandmen who shall render him the fruits in their season, in their appointed times. Going to verse 42. And Yeshua said to them, Didn't y'all never read in the scriptures? The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. So here Christ is referring to the Messiah, HaMoshiach, Yeshua. Roveinu is referring to what scripture are you referring to? Psalm. Isn't that Psalm 118? That's Psalm 118? I think it's Psalm 118. Isn't it for Psalm 118? In the scriptures. So the Psalm is scriptures. So here to prove his point, Roveinu, Yeshua, points to the scripture that we know as the Psalm. Let's just bring this up right here. We're going to go to our hard copy right here. Psalm 118. Let's go to Psalm 118. And he quotes the stone. He says, did y'all never read in the scriptures? Did y'all never? Did y'all read in the scriptures? Verse 22, Psalm 118, verse 22. The stone the builders refused is become the head, the Rosh is the Hebrew word. We have in them hard as Ras, the Rosh, the head of the corner. This is Jehovah's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. That's verse 22 and verse 23 of Psalm. So is the Psalm scripture? We give you 2 points of reference for the Israelites in Ethiopia and for the black Messiah, and you refuse it. We give you Psalm 87, verse 4, and Psalm 68, 31. Did y'all never read in the scriptures? The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head, the Rosh of the corner. This is Yahweh, this is Jehovah, Adonai's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And now, this here brings us now to verse 43. This brings us here to verse 43 that reads, therefore, whenever you see therefore, recognize what the therefore is therefore, because of what he just said. He said, because of that, quoting Psalm 118, verse 22 and 23, he says, therefore say I to you. So who is he speaking to? Who is Yeshua speaking to? In St. Matthew, Matthew chapter 21. And when they drew nigh to Jerusalem and were come to Bethphage or Bethpage, to the Mount of Olives, then sent Yeshua two disciples, right? So here he is speaking, right? Well, that's the first part of the chapter. And Yeshua, verse 12, he went to the temple of God, right? And he cast out those that were in there, right? And then he left them, and he went to the city of Bethani, right? And then in verse 23, and when he was come into the temple. So in verse 23 of this chapter, Matthew 21, 23, he was coming to the Hekal, the temple. The chief priests and the elders of the people came and said to him as he was teaching and said, by what authority dost or doest thou these things? And who gave thee this authority? Who gave you this authority? Right? They ask us the same questions concerning the King of Kings. And we show them the history, show them the roots, show them the truth. And still they act like they don't understand it. And Yeshua answered and said, and he's going to ask, he says, I will ask you one thing. So here, the context here is he is still in the temple. So Yeshua said these words here in Matthew 21:43 when he was in Ha-Hekal, when he was in the Hekal, the Hebrew, the Hekal of the temple, right? The Beit Mikdash, right? In the house of the holy, right? And he reasoned among themselves. And he gave them two parables. He gave them the parable of the two sons, right? The two sons, right? One concerning the sons, the one son, and the other concerning the other son. Remind me of Shlomo, of Solomon, right? He had one son, his firstborn, right? Ben Hakim, Ebna Hakim, known as Dawid, David II, also called Menelik, and he had the other son, Rehoboam. He had Rehoboam. Remember the two sons? And then he gave them the parable, the mashal of the householder. And that's what we're at right here. That's what we just read right here. The parable of the householder. Right? And it says, therefore say I to you, the kingdom of Elohim shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. So the kingdom will be taken from the Judahites, the last of the Jedis, right? The Judahites, because the Israelites, the 10 tribes, had already gone into Assyria, had already gone into captivity, had already, remember, the Judahites also went into captivity for 70 years in Babylon, right? And then a remnant returned with Nehemiah and Ezra had returned to rebuild the temple and to also rebuild the wall of Yerushalayim. That's in the books known as Ezra and Nehemiah, right? So now from that, you say, group of Yehudi, the returned ones, right, do we have leading forward to the A.D., what they call the first century time, and leading forward right here. So now, Yeshua, Ha-Adon, Adonenu, is speaking, our Lord, our Adon, is speaking to who? The chief priests and the elders of the people, like speaking to the religious authority, the archbishops, the bishops, the generals, the captains of thousands, speaking to the same folks. Right? It's like when we're speaking to many of the different Israelites, right? They're chief people, right? And saying, this word connects right here with Ethiopia and the Israelites of Ethiopia from the 1,000 from each of the 12 tribes during the time of Shlomo HaMelech, the time of Solomon the king, straightforward, right, to other periods of time when faithful Jews, Yehudi, black and brown Jews, found their way into that Israelite kingdom. So the Israelites have, and we had, a kingdom in Ethiopia. The Israelites have a kingdom in Ethiopia. Now, see, this probably should be the title of this particular vlog right here, but the Israelites have a kingdom in Ethiopia. So he says, therefore say I to you, the kingdom of God. So remember, the throne of David is called the throne of Jehovah, of Yahweh, of Yahawah, if you please. So the kingdom of God shall be taken. So the kingdom, so we speak about the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. We speak about the Davidic and the Solomonic dynasty. We speak about the Ark of the Covenant. We're all speaking about Ethiopia because of the Israelites in Ethiopia. We're not talking about the other tribes and the other people, whether they're Cushite or Hamite or whatever. No, we speak about the Shem. The kingdom of Elohim shall be taken from the Yehudi, from the Jews, even from our people. We can say we the black Jews or the Judahites of that time 2,000 years ago, and done what? And be given, right, and given to a nation. It would not be given to a religion. It would not be given to a denomination. Right? It was not given to the Israelite school of universal practical knowledge. It was not given to the IUIC. It was not given to these or those. It was not given to, this church denomination or to that church denomination. It was not given to none of them. I'm talking about from this present time, we could go all the way back to the time that Adonai spoke these words right here. So it's given to what? Given to who? Given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. Let's go to the next verse right here. And whosoever shall fall on this stone. Now see the word about this stone here also now connects with Daniel's prophecy in the Ancient of Days. And whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken. Broken. We have that historically. How many times did Christian heathens, right, did Christian heathens try to attack those Christian Israelites, so those Israelites in that covenant of Christ or the Messiah in the geographical location called Ethiopia? And what happened to them, right? They were broken, right? Whoso shall fall on this stone shall be broken. But on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. This is the words of Adonai, of our Lord, of Rabbeinu, right? Our rabbi, the rabbi of rabbis. Yeshua HaNotzri is our rabbi. It's very clear in the scripture. Rabboni, remember that? And when the chief priests and Pharisees, when the religious authorities of the Jews, the Yehudi, when they had heard his mashalim, his parables, they perceived that he spake of them. Another reason why they sought to kill him. Right? Another reason why they sought to kill him. And when we're speaking about they, we're speaking about black and brown people. Right? And it should be very clear, both the fact that the other Jews, the European Jews, right, their history as Jews does not extend as far with evidence as we have for the black Jews, the Beta Israel of Ethiopia, the Limba, and other ones. I mean, it's very clear. You know, that should be very clear there. Whatever this Archbishop of Ethiopia had said in that BBC interview with Zanai Badawi, you know, it's his own personal opinion. He believed that the Jews are white people, whatever, or the Israelites, he's wrong. He is clearly wrong, and he's actually contradicting Ethiopia's ancient testimony. Now, I know there's some scurrilous documents that try to say, oh, well, the Israelites were white, or the angels were white. It says that they were arrayed in white, and that they were ancient people. They were those who were gray-haired as well, because they mistranslate a lot of the translations, and we have gone into these translations. But we'll get into that, hopefully, as we need to. But when they sought to lay hands on him, they did what? They feared the multitude because they took him for a prophet. That means that this word that he was speaking, they knew was going to come to pass. Right? It's interesting that those who were in the leadership, who had something to be gained by holding themselves out as, you know, the leaders, they were the chief priests, they're the big leaders of even the Israelite denominations and of the church denominations and all of that. He said he wasn't going to give anything to them. He was going to give it to who? He was going to give it to a nation. And we declare to you, based on this word right here, right, based on this word. Now, there was another word, too, with the nation. Let's go right here. And that other word was this right here. In the midst of the street, the Revelation 22 and 2, in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, there was the tree of life, the Eitz HaChaim, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Another very important Rhema prophetic word of the Rastafari, the called, chosen, and faithful Rastafari, are the Rastafari that bear witness in word and in deed to the teaching of His Majesty. And the teaching of His Majesty is to fulfill the Ten Commandments, fulfill the Ten Words. Fulfill the Ten Words. So once again, to the Gospel of His Imperial Majesty, where His Imperial Majesty says these words right here. Let's bring this up right here. Boom. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and can elaborate on it. Shall we elaborate on it now that we are clear on what His Majesty has said, where He says, if the nation, and we're on page 154 of the Gospel of His Imperial Majesty, look in the description. In the description, you want to get a copy of this on page 154. He says, if the nation for which I am the emperor, we don't have that terminology in Amharic, right, or even in Hebrew, the terminology that we have is King of Kings. For which I am the King of Kings, whose empire has other kings and kingdoms, but there's one who is the king over all those kingdoms and the king who is over all those kings, and the Davidic heir, the one who sits upon the throne of David, right, and the Solomonic dynasty, that Israelite kingdom established in the territory called Ethiopia, this is what we're speaking of. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, sent is what I also accept and follow. Now some will say, oh, well, he said he follows it. How can you say, you know, he's divine or he's God and such, and don't even try to bring up emanation philosophy because you don't even know what you're talking about if you don't look it up. You need to look it up. His Majesty didn't deny his being the anointed. How can he deny that he is anointed? Every true Israelite king upon the throne of David in that biblical land called Ethiopia was anointed because it's according to what is written. Even that copy, that Mishnah HaTorah, that copy of the Torah, of the directions, instructions, as well as having the priests, the Ark, the descendants of Azariah, right, and Zadok, those priests there from such a time, over 3,000 years. And the historical witness is heavy, heavy evidence. So we have the nation, that nation that bore, that brought forward the fruits thereof. At one time, Ethiopia was that nation. And this is the point. This here, for love. This is the point that we have been seeking to make, that we have made, and hopefully ones can do their own due diligence, right, to study, to shew themselves approved. So it's all connected with these 10 words, the 10 commandments, these 10 words, the 10 commandments, these 10 words. Now, stay tuned for a further elaboration. As his majesty says, he says, Gotamawi Nagus Neges, you are aware of the contents. We must ask the question, are y'all aware of the contents? Are you truly and duly aware of what are the contents of what is called the Ten Commandments, the Asertun Allah, the Esareta de Barim? Are you aware of the contents? May we elaborate? Shall we elaborate on them? Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom. This is your Wendem, your Ach Yadon. This is Yadon. This is Raz, Iyadinos, Tefari. Yehuda Moa Anbesa Machaber, LOJ, Lion of Judah Society, LOJS. Yes, Rastafari. Get a copy of the Gospel of Him, more very important information. The fuller transcript of the Lutheran interview is also contained therein. We were reading from page 153 to 154, and we're going to get into a further elaboration, right, on what are the contents, right, the contents of these 10 words. And you see the 10 words are there, there, there. What is the contents to elaborate more on it? Because very important, because he says, if the nation for which I am the King of Kings. So if we claim, right, if we claim, if we say yea and amen to the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, root of David, then we must also follow and accept this first and foremostly. Not only to speak about historical Christina, the true followers of the Messiah in the country known as, or the territory known as the Horn of Africa, Ethiopia, and Yemen and Ethiopia, you know, both sides of the Yam Suf, the Etrabahir, the Red Sea, the Eritrean Sea, right, but also being actively Messiahites. Another way of saying Christian, according to the context, is Messiahite, Meshahawiyah. So stay tuned, more to come forward, Jah willing. Yes, I. Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom, shalom to the fellow disciples, fellow Talmudim, near and far, and also to others who are hearing this word. Remember, he says, the black Messiah, the King Messiah, the Davidic King. The King says, my advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Selah. Pause.
History, and then there is the mystery. After you learn the history, it prepares you for the mystery. What does the matron say? Are you truly and duly prepared? Any of you masons in here, you know what that means. Are you truly and duly prepared? And then we go into the mystery. Well, the mystery is how we get this crapper off our backs. You see, because he's dealing only in the mystery. Because now, you know it, giving you your history.
Ethiopia.
But before I get into that, I want to get into this particular prayer. Let me tell you about the mindset of a people that had a horrendous death, true death. Yes. Horrendous death, true death, on July 23rd, which is key, that's the African New Year in ancient Kemet, and the rising of Sirius. So we also have some type of conspiracy going on. I'll get into it in a few seconds. But I just want to talk about...
Father and Son.
Father and Son.
Father and Son.
Father.
Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and elaborate on.
Love John, you know. My life and my salvation. So shall I fear no one.
Once there was a wandering sheep, roaming ghetto street with no place to sleep. And a judge I know now. Rastafari, I rise again. Once there was a lost no place to shelter from the cold, and the judge I know now. Rastafari, I rise again. Today you're up, tomorrow the sinking sand. Today you're up, tomorrow the sinking sand. So never kick us off for a while in doubt. Give to my nephew and proper man. Once there was a wandering sheep, roaming get to sleep with no place to sleep. And a judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Once there was a lost soul, with no place to shelter from the cold. And a judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Listen! Jamaica, judge of all my foolery, and a theme I've got to learn. Kindness is raindrops, of which I confirm. Once there was a wandering sheep, roaming get to sleep with no place to sleep. And a judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Once there was a lost soul, with no place to shelter from the cold. And a judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Now I'm up and riding, riding in tranquility. Gain my stability from the Almighty. Listen! Once there was a wandering sheep, roaming get to see you, no place to see. Judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Once there was a lost soul, with no place to shelter from the cold. And the judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Today you're up, tomorrow the sinking sand. Today you're up, tomorrow the sinking sand. So never kick up for a while it sounds. Give to my life and it's got a plan. Brother man. Whoa, whoa, yeah, yeah. Roaming get to sleep with no place to sleep. When I judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Once there was a lost soul, with no place to shelter from the cold. When I judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Jamaica, judge of all my fooling, and I've got to learn. My native raindrops, of which I confirm. Once there was a wandering sheep, roaming get to see you, no place to sleep. When a judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again. Once there was a lost soul, with no place to shelter from the cold. When a judge I know now, Rastafari, I rise again.
Today's daily song, we have song.
Psalm 23.
Mizmor Kaf Gimel. Mizmor Le David.
The Lord is my shepherd. Shepherd.
Adonai Ro'i. Ro'i. Ro'i.
I shall not want. Not want. Not.
Lo Ehsar.
Lo Ehsar. Lo Ehsar.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, green pastures, green pastures.
Bin ot deshe yarbitzeni, 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 yarbitzeni.
He leadeth me beside the still waters,
the still waters, the still waters,
the still waters.
Al me menuchot yigena haleni,
yigena haleni, yigena haleni, yigena haleni, yigena haleni.
He restoreth my soul, my soul, my soul. My soul.
Nafshi yeshovev, 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 yeshovev.
He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness.
Yanheni v'ma'agele tzedek, tzedek, tzedek.
For his name's sake, for his name's sake, for his name's sake, for his name's sake.
Lema'an shimo, 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 shimo.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me In the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, 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 forever.
What is true?
David, my servant, shall be king over them. They all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore, evermore, evermore.
O Father, watch in Zion, hear our voice, O just day in our prayer, and accept your thanksgiving. Father, we thank thee for all that you have done and for what you're doing now. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah. The Lord is thy shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie in green pastures. Let me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He restored my soul. Splashing, dashing, restless deep. River still you seem to be. Sometimes angry, sometimes sad. Sometimes a lover though you're glad. Splashing, dashing, restless deep. River still you seem to be. Sometimes angry, sometimes sad. Sometimes you love it, though you're glad. Little children love you well. Love all the wondrous tales you tell. Love to watch you come and go in the tides of heaven flow. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, cause you're here with me. They comfort me. Splashing, dashing, restless sea. River still you seem to be. Sometimes angry, sometimes sad. Sometimes a lover, though you're glad. Splashing, dashing, restless sea. River still you seem to be. Sometimes angry, sometimes sad. Sometimes a lover, though you're glad. Little children love you well. Love all the wondrous tales you tell. Love to watch you come and go in the tides of heaven flow. So, so strong and great you are, love, love, love. Stretching deep, wide and far, yeah. Tiny vessels that you keep, rocking them gently as the sea. Wild and rough though you may be, when you are angry, mighty sea. When the storm is gone, we find you're still a playmate kind. Splashing, dashing, restless sea. River still you seem to be. Sometimes angry, sometimes sad. Sometimes a lover, though you're glad. Splashing, dashing, restless sea. River still you seem to be. Sometimes angry, sometimes sad. Sometimes a lover, though you're glad. Little children love you well. Love all the wondrous tales you tell.
Down in green pastures, he leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, 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 forever.
Mazmur Hayahulet, Bekenef Hayasus. Yedawit Mazmur. እግዚአብሔር ረኛዬ ነው የሚያሳጣኝም የለም በለመለመ መስክ ያሳድረኝ በእረፍቱ ሀዘንድ ይመራኛል ነፍሴን መለሳት ስለ ስሙም በጽድቅ መንገድ መራኝ በሞት ጥላ መካከል እንኳን ቢሄድ አንተ ከኔ ጋር ነህና ክፉን አልፈራ በትርህና ምርኩዝህ እነርሱ ያጸናኑኛል በፊቴ ገበታን አዘጋጀህልኝ በጠላቶቼ ፊት ለፊት ራሴን በዘይት ቀባ ጽዋዬም የተረፈ ነው ቸርነትህና ምህረትህ በሕይወቴ ዘመን ሁሉ ይከተሉኛል በእግዚአብሔርም ቤት ለዘላለም እኖራለሁ
Psalm 23 The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, forever, forever.
O Father, who art in Zion, hear our voice, O Jah, today in our prayer, and accept our thanksgiving. Father, we thank thee for all that you have done and for what you're doing now.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He restoreth my soul. Dashing, dashing, restless sea. Never seen you seem to be. Sometimes angry, sometimes sad. Sometimes laugh as though you're glad. Splashing, dashing, restless sea. Never seen you seem to be. Sometimes angry, sometimes sad. Sometimes the love is all you're glad. Little children love you well. Love all the wondrous tales you tell. Love to watch you come and go. In the
night now, every day, with your whole heart and desire. Lift him high,
holy, 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 holy,
holy Moon Zion, would you bless me?
מזמור לדוד. אדוני רועי לא אחסר. בנאות דשא ירביצני, על מי מנוחות ינהלני. נפשי ישובב, ינחני ומעגלי צדק למען שמו. גם כי אלך בגי צל מוות, לא אירא רע, כי אתה עמדי. שבתך ומשענתך, המה ינחמוני. תערוך לפני שולחן נגד צורריי, דשנת ושמן ראשי, כוסי רוויה. אך טוב וחסד ירדפוני כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים.
Shalom, Chavarim, shalom. And here, 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 a midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf Gimel. Mizmor Kaf Gimel, Kaf Gamel. Psalm XXIII, Psalm 23, Mizmor Le Dawi, Yahuwah Ro'i Lo Echsar. Jehovah is my shepherd, Yahweh Ro'i. I shall not want, Lo Echsar. These words, Devarim, Devarim, these words, Eile HaDevarim. These words are to be considered in the light, in the illumination of the verse. The verse in Shir HaShirim, Song of Songs, 2 and 16. My beloved is mine, and I am his. He feedeth his flock among the lilies, by which is meant that the congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael, said to HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, as he is Ha'el, the true good, the true God, as he is Ha'Elohim to Yisrael, 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 to me, to Tuah, so am I a people to him. As he is Ha'el, the true good, the true God, to me, to I, so am I a people to him. As he is Ha'el, the true good, Ha'Elohim, to me, to I, having said, Anoki Yahuwah Eloheka, I am Jehovah, the I, Elohim. In Shemot, in Exodus, Exodus 20, verse 2. So am I, Amo, his people, to him. He having said in Yeshayahu, Yeshayah, in Isaiah 51 and 4, attend to me, O my people. Attend to I, O my people. As he is a father to me, a father to I, having said in Yeremiah, in Ermias, in Jeremiah 31 and 9, I am a father to Yisrael, so am I son to him. He having said in Shemot, in Exodus 4 and 22, Yisrael is my son, Beni, as he is shepherd to me, shepherd to I,
Asaph, having said in Psalms, Mizmor, in Psalm 80 and 2, give ear, O shepherd of Israel, so am I sheep to him. He, having said in Ezekiel 34 and 31, ye, y'all, my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, as he is brother, ach, Wyndham, as he is, ach, brother to me, to I, Shlomo, Solomon, Solomon having said in Shir HaSharim, in Song of Songs 8 and 1, oh, that thou wert as my brother, oh, that the I were as my brother, I brother, so am I sister to him. He having said in Shir HaSharim, in Song of Songs 5 and 2, open to me, my sister, my dove, open to I sister, I dove, as I said to him, Yahuwah ro'i lo echsar, Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want. Yahuwah ro'i lo echsar, Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want. He said to me, I, in Shir HaSharim, in Song of Songs 7 and 2, thy navel is like a round goblet, wherein no mingled wine is wanting. Another comment on Yahuwah ro'i lo echsar, Jehovah is my shepherd, Yahuwah ro'i, I shall not want. Lo echsar. These words are to be considered in the light, the illumination, the verse from Mizmor, from Psalm 119-100. I understand more than the ancients, more than the ancients. Rav Jose Bar Hanina taught, in the whole world you find no occupation more despised than that of the shepherd, who all his days walks about with his staff and his pouch. Yet David presumed to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, a shepherd. But David said, I understand more than the ancients, more than the ancients, meaning that Jacob called Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ro'i, shepherd, Ro'eh, shepherd, as it is said in Bereishit, Genesis 48 and 12, the God who has been my shepherd all my life long. So I too call Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, shepherd, Ro'eh, the he who be who he be is I shepherd, I shall not want. Yahuwah ro'i lo echsar, lo echsar, I shall not want. Another comment on Yahuwah ro'i lo echsar, Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want. These words are to be considered, I sit it in the light, the illumination of the verse, even the verse from Devarim, from Deuteronomy 2 and 7. Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, true God, hath blessed thee in all the walk, in all the work of thy hand. Rav Yaakov, Jacob said, lest I think that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, will bless even him who sits in idleness. Scripture says,
as it says, Yahuwah Eloheka, Shahuwah Lahai, Mel Elohim, hath blessed thee in all the work of thy hand, implying that when a man works, behold, he is blessed. But if he does not walk, if he does not work, he is not blessed. For what can the following words, he hath known thy walking through this great wilderness, mean except that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, knows of thy traveling, thy travailing in the dust, thy suffering to get a living. Rav Yehuda, Judah said, in the name of Rav Eliezer Eliza, the road does three things. The road does three things. It makes a man's clothes worn, his body lean, and his money scarce. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, dealt not thus, like this, with Yisrael. For it is said to Yisrael in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 8 and 4, thy raiment waxed not old upon thee. Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee. Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, true good, true God, have been with thee, with the I, even in the Barim, Deuteronomy 2 and 7. In thy health of body, and, quote, thou hast lacked nothing, thou hast lacked nothing, thou hast lacked no thing,
no thing, no thing.
Following words in Devarim, in Deuteronomy, Devarim 2 and 7. These 40 years, these 40 years mean, according to Rav Yudan, that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, said to Yisrael, because you sang, this is Eli, this is my true good, true God, and I will glorify him, according to Shemot, according to Exodus 15 and 2. Therefore, for these 40 years, I have given you your raiment. Rav Yehuda, Judah said, as when a king, a negus, a melech is in a city, the city lacks nothing. The city lacks nothing, no thing. So, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy 2 and 7, these 40 years, Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, hath been with thee, I, and thou, the I, hast lacked nothing. In the world's youth, when a man receives a wayfarer, the first day he kills a calf for him, the second day a lamb, the third day a chicken, the fourth day he serves pulse to him,
The fifth day he gives him even less, so that the last day for the wayfarer is not like the first. Now, lest one think that it was the same with the wayfaring Bnei Yisrael, the wayfaring sons of Israel. Scripture says, these 40 years Yahweh Eloheka Jehovah the I Elohim has been with thee. Thou hast lacked nothing. Thou hast lacked nothing. Thou, the I, has lacked no thing. And the last day in the Midbar, in the wilderness, for the Bnei Yisrael, for the children, the sons of Israel, was like the first. Rav Nehemiah said, thou hast lacked, but saying a word means that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, said to Yisrael, ye y'all had to say no more than a word. No more than a word was needed, and it was done. Ye y'all said, quote, let the manna taste like veal in my mouth. It did. Y'all said, let the manna taste like sat capon. It did. When ye y'all desired meal, ye y'all, quote, gathered the manna, and ground it in mills according to the barim, according to Midbar, according to Numbers 11:8. When y'all desired spice, ye y'all beat it in a mortar, a potted dish, ye y'all seize it in pots. Cakes, ye y'all made cakes of it. When y'all desired rich oil, the taste of it was like the taste of cakes baked with oil. Hence, thou the I hast lacked but saying a word. Whatever y'all desire, there it was in your mouth. Bread? Behold, I made bread rain from heaven for y'all. According to Shemot, Exodus 16:4. Ye, y'all, desired water? Moshe smote the rock with his rod, and water came forth abundantly. According to Shemot, according to
Praise ye the Lord.
When y'all said, I desire the flesh of fowl. The quails came up, according to Shemot, Exodus 16:13. Then y'all said, quote, I desire the flesh of wild or of tame beast, end quote. Now, when Moses heard the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, ask for the flesh of beasts, he went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Eilah One, blessed be He, and said to him, the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, want flesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu replied, give it to them. Moshe asked Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim. He asked, whence, from where should I have flesh? According to Bamidbar, Numbers 11:13, shall flocks and herds be slain for them? According to Numbers 11:22, if thou deal thus like this with me, with I, kill me, kill I pray the I, for I am about to be killed, according to Bamidbar, Numbers 11 and 15. What can Moses have meant by saying, kill me, I pray the I, for I am about to be killed? He was saying to HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, Ribon Shel Olamim, Master of the Universe, the Universal Master, if I do not give them flesh, they will kill me, they will kill I. If I speak up against them, they will kill me, they will kill I. Either way, I am about to be killed, therefore I beg the I, kill him who is about to be killed. When Moshe said, kill me, kill I pray the I, for I'm about to be killed, instantly, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, was angered, as is said, even in Psalm, Mizmor, Psalm 106 and 32, they angered him also at the waters of Meribah. And it went ill with Moshe because of them. And Ha'el, the true good, the true God Elohim, said to Moshe, give flesh to my children. When again Moshe asked Ha'el, the true good, the true God, asked Elohim, whence, where, from where should I have flesh? Ha'el, Elohim said, in Mitzrayim, thou hadst frogs. In Mitzrayim, in Egypt, in Kemet, thou hadst gnats. In Mitzrayim, in Egypt, in Kemet, thou wast indeed rich. Hast thou now become poor? Moshe said to Ha'el, the true good, the true God, he said to Elohim, but what I had in Mitzrayim in Egypt came from thee, from the eye. There upon Ha'el, Elohim said, what I had in Mitzrayim have I not here. Thus in Midbar, in Numbers 11:23, it is written, Is Jehovah's hand waxed short? The rabbis, the Rebbeinot said, thou hadst no need to say a word. That is, the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, did not need to say a single word. But whatever they craved in their heart was given to them. This interpretation, this Targum, is in accord with what Rav Barakiah said in the name of Rav Abahu. The verse, according to Mizmor Psalm 78:18, they tried Elohim, the true good, the true God, in their heart by asking for food of their craving, of their lust. Teaches that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, gave them whatever they craved in their heart. So that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, ask at Massa and at Meriba, is Jehovah truly with us? Is Jehovah truly with I and I? In Shemot, in Exodus 17 and 7, Rav Simeon ben Yochai said, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy 2 and 7, thou hast lacked only the word. Means that they lack nothing, no thing, Bamidbar, in the wilderness, but words of prophecy. You can prove this for yourself. In all the years that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, were under the ban, there was no divine speech with Moshe. Note that only after it is said in the Barim, Deuteronomy 2 and 16, it came to pass when all the men of war were consumed and dead from among the people, Moshe declared, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy 2 and 17, the next verse, Yahuwah Jehovah spoke to I, Lamor, saying, as if to say, quote, only then was there again divine, divine speech with me, divine speech with I. Rav Yochanan said, thou hast lacked only the word, that is, words of repentance. As scripture says in Hosea 14 and 3, take with you words, return to Jehovah. Rav Aibu read Dabar, a thing, as Deber, pestilence. Rav Aibu read Dabar, a thing as Deber, pestilence, and thus took the verse to say, thou hast not lacked pestilence, Deber, for in each of the 40 years that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, were in the Midbar, the wilderness, the angel of Mot, of death, smote 15,000 and an odd number of them. And how large was that odd number? 489. Bino ota desha yarbitseini. He maketh I to lie down in green pastures. Rav Eliezer asked Rav Simeon, saying to him, quote, as the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, were going Mitzrayim, out of Egypt, did weavers' gear go out with them? Rav Simeon replied, no. Then how did they clothe themselves those 40 years? Rav Simeon replied, with garments that the ministering angels gave them for clothing. For Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, said of Yisrael, Bamidbar, said of Israel in the wilderness, according to Ezekiel 16 and 10, I clothe thee, I also with broidered work. I close the eye also with embroidered work. How is broidered to be defined except, so Rav Samai said, as garments of royalty? But did not their garments wear out? Have y'all not read that Moshe said to Yisrael, Bamidbar, in the wilderness, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy 8:4, thy raiment wax not old up on thee, thy clothes, thy raiment wax not old upon thee. But did not the little ones among the B'nai Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, grow up? Rav Simeon replied, go out and learn from the snail. All the while that he grows, his shell grows with him. But did not the garments require washing? Rav Simeon replied, the cloud of fire cleansed their garments and made them shine. Rav Eliezer Eliza asked, but were not the garments burnt? Rav Simeon replied, go out and learn from the amiant that is cleansed only by fire. But did not the B'nai Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, get vermin? Rav Simeon replied, since worms and maggots have no power over dead B'nai Yisrael, over dead sons of Israel, how much less have they over living B'nai Yisrael, living sons of Israel? But since the B'nai Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, did not change their garments, did they not reek with sweat? Rav Simeon replied, the well of living waters brought up certain plants and certain spices for the B'nai Yisrael, for the sons of Israel. And in these they were made to lie down, as is said even in today's daily Psalm, Mizmor Kaf Gimel, Kaf Gamel, Psalm 23. Bina'ota deshe yarbitzeini, alameya minuchota yenahleini. He maketh I to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me, he leadeth I beside refreshing waters. Binota desha yarbicheini, al me minuchota yenahleini. And so the fragrant smell of them was carried from world's end to world's end. Shlomo, Solomon came and said to Yisrael, according to Shir HaShirim, Song of Songs 4:11, the odor of thy garments is like the odor of Lebanon. He also said to Yisrael, according to Shir HaShirim, Song of Songs 4:14, thy plants are spikenard and saffron, calamus and cinnamon, with all trees of frankincense, myrrh and aloe, with all the chief spices. And when, from where did all these come? Out of, according to Shir HaShirim, Song of Songs 4:15, out of the fountain of gardens, the well of living waters. When the B'nai Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, Yisrael Lejoch, saw how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, led them and refresh them. Bamidbar, in the wilderness, they began to offer praise, Isis, to him, saying, Thou art a good shepherd, for thou the eye has made us, I and I, never to lack thy goodness. He leadeth me, he leadeth I beside refreshing waters. Almei menuchota yenahleni. Rav Shmuel Samuel said, There are waters that are fit to drink, but not fit to wash in. And other waters are fit to wash in, but not fit to drink. But the waters of the well were fit to drink and fit to wash in. They brought refreshment to the body and health to the soul, to the nefesh, to the psyche, as it is said, Almei menuchota yenahleni. He leadeth me beside refreshing
This is what it is, okay? I said, empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Psalm 23.
Mizmor Kaf Gimel. Mizmor Le David.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Adonai ro'i, ro'i, ro'i.
I shall not want, not want, not.
Lo echsar, lo echsar, lo echsar.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, green pastures, green pastures.
Bin ot deshe yarbitzeni, 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 yarbitzeni.
He leadeth me beside the still water, the still water, the still water, the still water.
Al me menuchot yigena haleni,
yigena haleni, yigena haleni, yigena haleni.
He restoreth my soul, my soul, my soul, my soul.
Nafshi yeshovev, 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 yeshovev.
He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness.
Yancheni v'ma'agele tzedek, tzedek, tzedek.
For his name's sake, for his name's sake, for his name's sake, for his name's sake.
Lema'an shimo, 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 shimo.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, 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 forever.
Mizmor Kaf Gimel, Mizmor Le David. Adonai Ro'i Lo Echsar, Bin Ot Deshe Yarbitzeni, Alme Menuchot Yigena Haleni, Nafshi Yeshovev, Yancheni Vema'agele Tzedek, Lema'an Shimo.
גם כי אלך בגץ על מוות לא אירא רע, כי אתה עמדי. שבטך ומשענתך המה ינחמוני. תערוך לפני שולחן נגד צורריי, דשנת ושמן ראשי, כוסי רוויה. אך טוב וחסד ירדפוני כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים. ימים, 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 ימים.
He restoreth my soul, nafshia yishoveh. He restoreth my soul, nafshia yishoveh. Means that Yisrael, Israel said, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, restores nafshi,
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 nafshi, nafshi. He restoreth my soul, nafshia yishoveh. He restoreth my soul, nafshia yishoveh. Means that Yisrael, Israel said, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, restores nafshi, my soul, my psyche, restores she, my soul with Torah. Of that, it is said, even in Mizmor, in Psalm 19 and 8, the Torah of Jehovah is perfect, restoring the soul. He leadeth me, leadeth I in the paths of mercy. He leadeth I in the paths of mercy. He guideth I, leadeth I. Yanacheni b'ma'igleya tzedeka. That is to mana, mana, manuhu, to manna, to quail, to waters of the well, to clouds of glory. And these are given to me, given to I, not because I have merit, but lema'an shemo, for his name's sake. Lema'an shemo, for his name's sake, for the Hashem's sake, for his name's sake. Yay! Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, gam ki eleka begayas al mavet. That is, though I walk upon the parched scalp of the midbar of the wilderness, I will fear no evil, for thou, the I, art with me, for thou the I art with I. Lo yira ra'a kiata imadi. I will fear no evil. Lo yira ra'a, for thou the I, male, art with me, art with I. Kiata imadi, as it is said, even in Shemot, in Exodus 13:21, Yahuwah, Jehovah, went before them by day in a pillar of cloud. Try thy rod, and thy staff. They comfort me, they comfort I. Thy rod and thy staff, Shiva teka, Ua misha anteka, Seima, Yenachemuni. Thy rod, Shiva teka, and thy staff, Ua misha anteka. They, Heima, they comfort me, Heima, Yenachemuni. The rod is thy chastisement. The staff, thy Torah, Torateka, or thy rod and thy staff may be read as Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah 3 and 1, thy stay and thy staff. Stay being the written law, and staff the oral law, lest thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me, might lead one to think that comfort from the written and the oral law may be had without chastisement. Therefore, the words only that begins the next verse. Only that begins the next verse. Today's Daily Psalm, Psalm 23, Hebraically, verse 6a. Makes the comforting conditional. Lest one might think that they comfort one only in this world. Therefore, the verse says first, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That is, in this world, and then says, and I shall dwell in the house of Jehovah forever, forever. That is, in the Olam Haba, in the world to come. Ak, O Wachesed, Yerdefuni, Kola Yemea Hayai, Wichavatiya, Bibaiti Yahua, Le Oreka Yamin. Thou, the eye, preparest a table before me, before I, in the presence of mine enemy. Ta eroka lefanaya shulchan negeda tzorai. A table of manna and quail. A table shulchan. In the presence of mine enemies. Negeda tzorai. Took these words to imply that the heaps of manna were 60 cubits high, and he who does not believe this, admit this to be true, he shall not look upon the sweetness to come. As is said according to Job 20:17, he shall not look upon the rivers, the flowing streams of honey and curds. Another comment on, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Second verse of today's daily song, Binoota Deshe Yarbitseini. Another comment, this alludes to David, when he fled from Shaul, from Saul. Note well whither he fled, according to 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel 22 and 5. David departed and came into the forest of Hereth. Why was it called the forest of Hereth? Though it was once dry as a potsherd. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, covered it with blossoms out of the richness of the Olam Haba, of the world to come, as it is said even in Mizmor, in Psalm 63, verse 2, the C part, and verse 6, the A part, where it reads, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, nafshi, my soul, shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. He restores my soul. He leadeth me, leadeth I in the paths of mercy for his name's sake. Nafshia Yishobei Yanachenia Bema Igleas Edeka Lima Ana Shemo. Here David is saying that kingship came to him not for his own merit, but Lima'an Shemo, but for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk, I trod through the valley of the shadow of death. Gam ki eleka begayas almaweta. Means that David said, in the wilderness, the midbar of Zeus, I will fear no evil. Lo ira ra'a. Why? Lama, because thou, the I, art with me, the I art with I. Ki ata imadi, ki ata imadi, the I are with I. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me, they comfort I. Shiba teka, ua mish anteka, hey ma, ye na chemuni. The rod is chastisement, as in the phrase Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah, in Isaiah 9 and 63. The rod of his oppressor, the rod of his downpressor, and that is HaTorah, that is as a staff to Yisrael. HaTorah, that is as a staff to Yisrael, to Israel. Now, lest the words, they will comfort me, yet nachemuni, might lead one to think that comfort from the written and the oral Torah law may be had without chastising. Therefore, the word only, that begins the next verse, makes the comforting conditional. Lest one think that they comfort me only in this world, the verse goes on to say, goodness, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Ak, oba wa chesedda, yirdefuni kol yimei chayai, and I shall dwell in the house of Jehovah forever. With shavatiya, bitbaitiya, hoa, le'oreka yami. Goodness and mercy, oh, wa chesed. Goodness and mercy both in this world and in the olam haba, in the world to come. Thou, the I, prepares a table before I in the presence of my enemies. Ta'iroka lefana shulchan neged orai. A table, a shulchan, refers to royalty, enemies, orai, to Doeg and Achitophel. Thou hast anointed my head with oil. The Shanta Bashemen Roshi Kosi Rwaya. Thou hast anointed my head with oil. The Shanta Bashemen Roshi. With the oil, the Shemen of royal anointing, royal Messiah, royal christening. And my cup, Kosi Rewaya, my chalice, my cup runneth over, Kosi Rewaya. That is the cup. cup of salvation of Yeshua. Of that the psalmist says, even in Mizmor, in Psalm 116 and 13, I will take the cup of salvation, the chalice of salvation, and call upon the name, the Hashem of Jehovah. What is meant by Rewaya? What is meant by Rewaya? Runneth over, full to overflowing. As in the words, even in Mizmor in Psalm 65:11, abundantly watering, Raweh, Raweh Harijin, Raweh, or, if you like, as in the verse in Mizmor in Psalm 36:9, they are abundantly satisfied, Yeruayun, Yeruayun, with the fatness of Beiteka, of the I bait, the I house. And what is to be the measure of Dawid's cup, of David's chalice in the Olam Haba, in the world to come? According to Rav, it is to be 221 logs. 221 being the numerical value of the letters in Rewaya, the Reish, the Wow, the Yod, and the Hey. 221, the numerical value of the Hebrew letters in Rewaya, namely the Reish, the Wow, the Yod, and the Hey. Rewaya runneth over. I shall dwell in the house of Jehovah, with Shabbati, Bebeita, Yahuwah. I shall dwell in the house of Jehovah, that is, in Ha-Hekal, in the temple, for length of days, Le'orek, Yamin, for length of days, Le'orek, Yamin. That is for a never-ending, day. The rabbis, the Rebbeinah taught that this entire mizmor, this entire psalm, chant, intonation, it applies to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons of Israel. Thus, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Bino'ot deshe yarbitzeini refers to Ha'el, the true God Elohim's promise. Even in Ezekiel 34:15, I will feed my sheep and I will cause them to lie down. He leadeth me beside refreshing waters. Almei menuchota yenahleini also refers to Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim's promise. Even from Ezekiel 47:12 that reads, and by the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that side, shall grow every tree for food, and the fruit thereof shall be for food, and the leaf thereof for healing. Lia terufa, literufa, for healing, literufa. Rav and Shmuel and Samuel differ as to the meaning of literufa. One said it means to heal, literufa, as to open the mouth of the dumb, lehatir peh. And the other said it means to heal, literufa, as to open the womb, lehatir peh, of barren women. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of mercy for his name's sake. Nafshia yishobeva. Yanacheniya bima igles edek lima'an shemo. This means that Yisrael, Israel said, in the age to come, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim will restore me, restore I from exile, not for my own merit, but lima'an shemo, for his name's sake, lima'an shemo. Yea, though I walk, though I trod through the valley of the shadow of death, gam ki elek b'gaya al-mawet. This alludes to chastisement in Gehenna, whose fire, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, will cool for me, for I. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me, they comfort I. Shivateka ua mishanteka, hey ma yenachemuni. Rod, shivateka, thy rod is the affliction in exile that I bore to hollow, to set apart, shemeka, to set apart the I name. Staff is the sustaining merit of Torateka, of thy law. With that I occupy myself in exile. Hey ma, yeah, nachmuni. Hey ma, yeah, nachmuni. They comfort me, they comfort I. Hey ma, yeah, nachmuni. Scripture says, comfort ye, nachamu, nachamu. Y'all, my people, are me, saith your Elohim. Bid Jerusalem, take heart. According to Yeshaya, Isaiah 40:1. Thou preparest a table before me, before I. Ta'roka lefanai, shulchan negeda. It's alright. Thou preparest a table, a shulchan, up on which the flesh of Leviathan, upon a table upon which the flesh of Leviathan, of Behemoth, and thee of the field shall be set out. Thou preparest a table before me, a shulchan upon which the flesh of Leviathan, of Behemoth, of these of the field shall be set out, a table in the presence of mine enemies. Ta'eroka lefanai, shulchan neged sorarai. From the midst of Gehenna, harasha, the rishayim, the wicked, the ratchet, will see the shulchan, the table, and be put to shame. As is said in Yeshayahu, in Yeshaya, in Isaiah, Isaiah 26:11, they shall see thy zeal for thy people and be put to shame. Yea, fire shall devour thine adversaries. Thou hast anointed Roshi, Rase, my head with oil. The Shanta Bashemen Roshi refers to Moshiach HaMelech, King Messiah, who will be anointed with the oil of anointing. This refers to King Messiah, the Shanta Bashemen Roshi. Thou the eye anointest my head, Roshi Rase, Rastafari with oil refers to Moshiach HaMelech, King Messiah, who will be anointed Messiah with the oil of Messiah, the oil of anointing. Kosi Rewaya, my cup, my chalice runneth over. Kosi Rewaya, that is the cup of deliverance, of my deliverance. That is a cup of comforting. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Ach, O Wachesed Yerdefuni, call ye me Chayai. Follow I for the 1,000 years that HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, will grant anew to His world. And I shall dwell in the house of Jehovah, with Shabti, Bebeiti Yehovah, Le'orekiyami. In the Heikal, in the temple, HaHeikal, may it be soon, may it be built soon, and in our days, Amen, Wa-Amen, Yehun, Yehun. For length of days, Le'orek Yamin, for time, never, ever ending, for the Iowa never ending, that is life in the Olam Haba, in the world to come, 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 to come.